Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message.
Greetings in Jesus' name. I'm Charlene Davids, and we are talking about my identity in Christ. Today specifically, on who are you when no one is watching? Not who you are on the platform. Not who you are on social media. Not who you are when you are leading, teaching, working, serving, or being applauded, but who you are when it's quiet. Identity is not revealed in performance. Identity is revealed in privacy. And through the conversations we have with ourselves in our hearts. Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." We live in a time where identity is constantly projected outward. We post it on social media. We announce it. We even defend it. But very few people pause long enough to ask, is the private version of me aligned with the public version of me? And that gap, the space between who we present and who we actually are, is where an identity crisis can begin. The world teaches us to construct our identity, but the kingdom teaches us to discover our identity. Construction is exhausting. It's tiring. We have to labor for it constantly. But Christ already labored for it at the cross. So that identity now is discovering who you are. And it's freeing. When you construct identity, you are managing perception. You are adjusting your tone depending on the room. You are reshaping your opinions depending on the audience. You are editing yourself to maintain approval. But when you discover identity, something shifts and you become consistent in every season, in every circumstance. Consistency is one of the clearest signs that your identity is settled. If you only feel confident when people affirm you, your identity is outsourced. It is borrowed from another source. If you only feel spiritual when others see you pray, your identity is performative. If you only feel valuable when you are needed, your identity is conditional. But if you know who you are, even when the room is silent, even when God's voice is not that clear to you, then your identity is internalized. Identity begins in the unseen places. It begins in what you believe about yourself when you fail. It begins in how you speak to yourself when you make a mistake. It begins in whether you punish yourself or grow yourself. Many of us are struggling with internal conversation, negative conversation. When our private dialogue does not match God's voice, we chip away at identity. God calls you redeemed, but many times we disqualify ourselves because we are not walking in that. We are not believing that. We are not declaring that over our lives. God calls you chosen, but you might call yourself, I'm overlooked. God calls you capable, but you might call yourself behind. Identity is shaped by agreement with God's word. Whatever you consistently agree with, becomes your reality. You may struggle with something, but you are not the struggle. You may have failed in an area, but failure and mistakes do not affect your identity. It might feel like it, but we are not led by our feelings and our emotions. We are led by the Spirit of God. You are not a failure. You may be in a waiting season, but you are not forgotten. Identity answers this question. Who am I, regardless of what I'm currently walking through? Your identity is not proven in moments of strength. It is proven in moments of restraint. Who are you when you could react, but you choose to rather respond? Who are you when you could prove a point, but you rather choose wisdom in the situation? Who are you when you could expose someone, but choose silence and the nature of Christ? Mature identity does not need to announce itself. When identity is secure, you do not overshare to be seen. You do not overwork to be validated. You do not overexplain to be understood, but you simply stand. And that standing brings stability and growth. I challenge you, over the next week, pay attention to your private thoughts. When you make a mistake, what do you say to yourself? When someone else succeeds, what do you say to yourself? When you are alone, do you feel at peace or do you feel restless? Identity that is rooted in Christ produces internal peace, even when the external things are unfinished. If everything external was stripped away, your title, your role, finances, influence, would you still know who you are? Anchor your identity in Christ. Strengthen it in private and live it consistently. Let your public life reflect what has already been settled in your heart. Father, today I pray for every listener who feels unsure, overlooked, or shaken by changing seasons. Remind them that their worth is established in Christ and cannot be cancelled by circumstances or mistakes. Quiet every negative internal voice. Replace insecurity with truth. Replace striving with peace. Replace comparison with confidence in you. May our lives reflect a settled heart, a renewed mind, and a secure, strong spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.